Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
I'm Matt Leon, and this is One on One.
Being the winningest coach doesn't mean I'm the best coach or the greatest coach or anything like that. I'm the winningest coach, and I'm really excited about that part. I have so many players and coaches and people to thank. Hope they know how much I appreciate them getting me to this point.
The Westchester University football team is getting ready for a critical Saturday game on the road against Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference rival Shippensburg. Now, the Division II Golden Rams started the season with a 41-17 loss at Bentley, but since then it has been four straight wins, utilizing a dominant running game to get it done. Wanted to check in on the Golden Rams, so I caught up with head coach Bill Zwan, who, by the way, became the winningest coach in program history last week. His 148th career win at Westchester. It came against Bloomsburg. Give a listen to our conversation. First of all, Coach, let's kind of talk overall. You guys started the season where really nothing went right against Bentley, but since then you've run off four straight victories. You know, five games in, how you feeling about things?
Probably unsure. There's still a lot of question marks with our team. We've had four straight wins. But a couple of them have been really, really tight wins in situations where I thought we would play better. I don't think we've come anywhere close to where we can be potentially. There are some good things in those four games for sure, but not enough good things. And we still have more work to do to get to become a better team. And we've got some pretty tough games ahead of us right now. So we've got to just start playing better. Some people always talk about you play down to your competition. Well, now our competition is going to get better, so I'm hoping we're going to play up to that competition and play at the level we need to, because I do think we still have a good team, but I just feel like we're missing just things that we're doing things wrong that hurt you as a team, and we need to really get those straightened out.
One of the things you're doing right is running the football. I mean, the numbers are phenomenal, more than 250 yards a game, averaging more than 5 yards a carry. You scored 15 touchdowns on the ground. I mean, obviously, good players is at the top of the list. But what is working that's allowing you to dominate on the ground?
You know, the piece that's missing is we're not really throwing the ball well, which has always kind of been our thing. We throw the ball well, and that opens up our running game. So the fact that we haven't been able to throw and still been able to run the ball as well as we have is really, I guess, a tribute to two things mainly. Our offensive line has done a really good job under some tough circumstances, and our two running backs are outstanding. Jaden McKenzie and Phil Pokwe have both really played well you know, our quarterbacks have all run the ball well. They haven't thrown the ball great, but they've run the ball well, and they've made some plays with their legs. So that has also helped us in a couple different ways. I'd say right now our offensive line is playing very well, and our running backs are playing really well. And, you know, we've had two last-minute drives to win games where we basically didn't throw. We ran the ball at two 80-yard drives or 75-yard drives to win games, just running the football. So that tells you where we are running the ball. But I am concerned if people are really just going to gang up on us and try to stop the run. And in that, in those cases, we got to throw, and we got to get better at it.
But to that point, when you can run the ball like that, you can kind of impose a physicality on the other team and really kind of dictate the terms of the way the game's played. Obviously, I know you want to throw the ball better, but there is something to be said to be that dominant where in a game-winning situation, you just shove the ball down the other team's throat and they can't stop it.
Yeah, and that's what's happened in the fourth quarter in a couple of places. And I feel like we have been able to pound the ball when we needed to. What I'd like to be able to do is have that lead and pound the ball and put a game away. We've had to pound the ball to win the games right now. I feel like we are close to being where we want to be. If we can mix that passing game in there, and that'll just make the running game so much better. And I just feel like we're there, but we haven't taken that next step, and that hopefully we will. We're going to have to because we're playing some tough teams coming up.
The quarterback position, still very much a work in progress, kind of as much as you can. Where are you right now?
Yeah, good question. I'm not sure we know for sure where. So Shane Dooley has been playing for the last couple of weeks, and he's been up and down, and he's dinged this week. So I'm not sure that he'll be able to play Saturday. Dez Johnson, who started for us early in the season and has played some since then, we could go with Dez and just let him start. But we have two older guys, Ymir Wilkerson and Zach Gilbert, who we may turn to just simply because we may just want like an older guy to kind of calm it all down and do what we can as far as, you know, the passing game is concerned.
Last time we talked, you were getting ready for the season, getting ready to get back into the grind after not having 2020. Aside from all the things you worry about as a coach, how much fun are you having being back into the grind this and the just the week-to-week prep and hanging with the kids and coaching again?
You know, it's funny how quickly the season goes. We always talk about that. We're in week six. You know, we're in October. We just turned around. We just started, we felt like, you know. So once you kind of get into it, it just gets rolling and keeps going. And it is kind of fun to be back to your normal routine and all the pieces that go along with that. We've had two home games and both crowds have been amazing. So it's been great as far as, you know, playing in front of the crowd. And in both of those games, we had to win the game in the last minute. So that was pretty exciting for everybody except for me. I'm too old for this kind of excitement. It really is fun to get to be back at it. And of course, you always have those goofy negative things that drive you crazy, like you're dealing with 19, 20, and 21-year-olds. They do drive you crazy, but it is a lot of fun to be back at it after what we just went through last year.
You mentioned you're getting ready to kick off a stretch of tough football, as you usually do this time in the schedule. First up is Shippensburg up at their place. What can you tell us about them?
You know, they're 4-1 also. You know, we played a couple of the same teams and they've beaten them by a lot more than we've beaten them by. So that's kind of the only way, you know, you look at it from a comparative standpoint. They're good. They can run the ball. They throw the ball pretty well. They've got a couple of good receivers, a good tight end. They always play physical defensively, especially against us. It's a nice rivalry we have with Ship. And of course, it's out there. So it makes it tougher. You know, it's a good football team, and we really have to come ready to play. It's probably since Bentley, probably the best one since Bentley that we're playing. So we got to get in there and play much better than we did at Bentley. I think we will because we kind of got a couple games under our belt now. But there's going to be a tough one out there for sure.
And we talked a lot about the offense earlier. Defensively, what do you like, and where's there room to grow?
Oh, you know what? We really put great pressure on the quarterback. We're leading the league in sacks. We've had some really good pass rush this year, but we've given up a lot of pass yardage also. And defensively, we've played really good at times and then had a couple of letdowns. So we really have to cut down that long pass, which has really hurt us, and just play a little more consistently. I think we just, we're kind of up and down, even in a game, like we'll shut them down for a good three or four straight series. And then all of a sudden, bang, they'll just start, teams will move the ball on us. So we've just got to play more consistently, but I really like what we're doing with our pass rush.
And my final question, I think I saw the win last week over Bloomsburg was your 148th, and that makes you the winningest coach in Westchester history. What does that mean to you?
You know, it means a lot, honestly. You know, being the winningest coach doesn't mean I'm the best coach or the greatest coach or anything like that. I'm the winningest coach, and I'm really excited about that part. It passed Glenn Killinger, who is a legacy here. He is kind of the Newt Rockne of Westchester. So to do that is a great honor. And, of course, I have so many players and coaches and people to thank for getting me here. And I want to make sure they know that how great an honor it is and how much a piece of it they were a part of. And I hope they feel that way. I hope they know, you know, how much I appreciate them getting me to this point.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.